Don Lebatard.
The school presidents of the Big Ten did not want football this year. I think it was unanimous. It was like, I don't know, 12-3 or something like that.
Stugatz.
Do you not know what unanimous is?
No. I don't. It was overwhelming. It was a good pivot there. Thank you. 7 1/3.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Chris Jericho going to join us at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. The Flyweight Championship. Champions are going to war at UFC 255 when both Deiveson Figueiredo and Valentina Shevchenko defend their belts. UFC 255 is exclusively available to ESPN Plus subscribers for $64.99. Visit ESPNplus.com/PPV for more details.
Shevchenko.
Okay.
I want to replay that rejoin in a second because it's one of my favorite things that Stugatz does. When we're trying to trap him in a corner on something stupid that he's done, when he starts shooting like kitty litter turds all over the place, just trying to move away from us because he knows we're coming to get him after he does something dumb.
How do I get out of this?
Yes, what do I do? Let me cover it up somehow. But before we do that, let's go back here to Christine Lisi.
And finally, brain activity can shorten your life. Congrats, Stu.
There it is.
Great. Okay. I didn't see that one coming.
All right. So I want to replay this rejoin again because this happens. Comedy by accident happens with Stugatz all the time. So he says things that you might write in a script. Like, I think it was unanimous. It was like 12-3 or something. And so watch just how he starts shooting kitty litter turds all over the place as soon as me and Mike notice what he's done.
Don Lebatard.
The school presidents of the Big Ten did not want football this year. I think it was unanimous. It was like, I don't know, 12-3 or something like that.
Stugatz.
Do you not know what unanimous is?
No. It was overwhelming. It was a good pivot there. Thank you. 7 1/3.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
You were saying something.
I had no idea.
You were saying something about a third of an inning in baseball is what you were just throwing things into the air. But because Stugatz is what he is, what I want to get into about this Taysom Hill story is Mike gave away the game, man. Do you realize on sports television and sports radio how much content we get out of pretending like we know as much as the people making the decisions
yep.
who have more money and more time and more effort invested in this? And they can get it wrong, but all of the probabilities in terms of information and expertise are on their side. But we get to come to a microphone and say, look how stupid he is. And then we'll take Sunday's game. And if Taysom Hill plays poorly, we're like, look at that idiot, Sean Payton. He might know how to make any quarterback do good things, even one who's got a noodle arm at 43. But look at what an idiot Sean Payton is. I knew that would turn out that way.
Mike gave away the game, but it's not going to stop me from playing the game. I'll never stop playing that game. I mean, that's the lifeline of sports radio is questioning a guy whose job it is.
It's profitable for you, certainly.
Yes.
No, I disagree. How did that work out for Bill O'Brien? Did he know more than everyone else? No, he didn't. He cost his team horribly with his bad trades, and now he doesn't have a job because he didn't know more than everyone else. Just because they're the coaches doesn't mean they know everything else. Or they know more than Stugatz. Stugatz knows more than these guys.
See, but exactly. this is where you guys are arguing the thing again, where because a guy makes a decision that it's bad, you would have always made the right decision.
Everyone crushed him right when he made that decision.
I understand that everyone crushed him and everyone turned out to be right about Bill O'Brien. That's not my point. My point is about the quarterbacks and the general things that we extend to coaches while thinking that we're always right. You can point out all the times that you get to be right with the failures. It doesn't mean that the person doing that doesn't have more invested and more expertise and knowledge in what he's doing than we do.
But you could be armed with more information and be the head coach and the guy in charge, and you see him every day in practice, and that still doesn't make it right. In fact, I would challenge Sean Payton on this decision because he has a quarterback who has thrown north of 30 touchdowns. He's trying to win a conference, trying to win a Super Bowl, and he's going with a guy who's thrown 18 passes in his professional career. It's a dumb decision.
Okay, but you can challenge him. He's got a lot more information, investment, and expertise than you do on this subject matter.
And he could be wrong, though.
Of course, but that's your only opening. The fact that he can be wrong doesn't get to make you right every time in terms of knowing more than that person. And what the media is replete with is guys who think they know more than the people who are making the decisions. We've got an entire cottage industry that's hugely profitable on us pretending like we know as much as the people making these decisions.
But if Hill plays poorly on Monday, you'll still argue that Sean Payton was armed with more information. Had more information to make the right decision than me or Billy did. And I'm saying, what if Hill plays bad? What if he plays poorly? You're still going to say the same thing. And I'm going to say Sean Payton was wrong. But what I'm doing now is saying it on the front end.
Again,
that covers it.
Again, though, but you couldn't pronounce his name correctly.
That's a good point. Yeah. I mean,
and you were saying that the person who's making this decision with this expertise, I understand that we as fans and media members want to think that we can be right about this stuff, that we know more. It placates our ego. It seems like something that would be hugely fun to be a know-it-all about these things. And we can all laugh at Bill O'Brien. It's the rare instance where we all get to laugh at one guy, Bill O'Brien, while none of us have any bleeping idea how Bill Belichick keeps doing that all the time, all of these years, winning with those players. Nobody talking in the media, nobody, not Bruschi, not anybody, knows how Belichick has dominated that sport for two decades.
You're right, but there are a number of examples I can give you where we laughed at someone or questioned someone. Cliff Kingsbury is a good example of that. They just took Josh Rosen. He went out and got Kyler Murray with the first pick. Murray may go play baseball. There were a lot of questions about Kyler Murray, and he ended up being right, and a lot of people mocked him at the time for being wrong.
So let me ask you this question, Stugatz. Every decision from now on made on a football matter, I'm asking Sean Payton or I'm asking Stugatz. The audience has something of worth at risk on this.
Yeah.
What are the probabilities going to be from these same audience members who think that they know more, or media members who think that they know more about how to make these decisions than the people who are paid a lot of money to have this particular expertise? If I made it about your life, if I made it actually life and death instead of what sports fans turn sports into, which is life and death, I say you've got to be right. Who you going with on the quarterback decision? Stugatz says it's wrong to go Taysom Hill. Sean Payton says it's right to go Taysom Hill. What do you want? Information or no information? Somebody who knows how to pronounce his name or somebody who doesn't know how to pronounce his name?
Dan, I might still be right. I mean, you might want to choose Sean Payton there and you might be dead. I mean,
now you're giving the game away.
Exactly.
That is correct. You might be right. And our entire flimsy foundation is built upon that. Everyone arguing in sports television. Maybe I'm right this 2% of the time, and I will take a victory lap reminding you of it. I mean, Stephen A. Smith got the Lakers right as a prediction. Hadn't he missed the last six predictions that he'd done on the NBA Finals? Yeah. Who, indisputably, we can all say he knows a lot about basketball.
PTI has turned into the guys taking turns saying how they were right about things.
That's been for 10 years.
Yes.
That's a joke in their office. Oh, another one of these segments, the I was right segment.
But if you choose me, I mean, you're right. Your overall point is correct. If you choose me, your chances of dying go way up.
That is correct.
Yes.
But it is a wonderful way for us to all make a living. It really is.
It's Stugatz's favorite time of the day. At time.
We gave away the whole game there. That's a lot of programming.
Yep.
That's a lot of programming we get all over the place out of doing this game. I know more than Sean Payton. Sometimes I get to be right.
A bad decision.
Chris Jericho knows more than other people.
Everyone.
We are proving this all the time around here, that the only experts are the people who don't have expertise. Chris Jericho is going to join us. He continues. Is it 8 weeks now, Mike? He is taken out.
He's tied the all-time record.
Wow.
So if he
advances, he will be the longest reigning Le Champion
in the history of our show. It would be Jericho at 9 consecutive weeks, Nitro the American Gladiator at 8, and then Carrot Top at 7. I'm like 75% sure that's how that went.
Don Lebatard.
It's a giant industry. of people just giving you their opinions, which you could just go to Twitter. And there are plenty of opinions there. It's just a trough. There's the dumpster fires, and there, you know, every once in a while you get your eyebrows singed and you'll come down with an illness that'll last for a month and a terrible depression.
But yes. Sometimes you'll find out useful information, like today is Brian Adams' birthday.
Occasionally. It's not worth it, though. It really isn't.
Stugatz.
How old is Brian Adams?
61.
Still getting it done, right?
Still is getting it done.
Nice.
Wait, that's ambiguous.
I don't know.
That is so tepid.
I don't know what he's getting
on. I mean, he's still putting out music.
Oh, last album he turned down.
Did you mean music, or did you just mean breathing?
Still getting it done
is about as tepid a comment as you can make. Also ignorant.
This is the Dan Lebatar Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Still getting it done. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Home Insurance.
It is such a ridiculous thing to say. Brian Adams still getting it done. It's basically talking just for the sake of their not being silent.
Get your quote at progressive.com today. If you missed any of the show, we'll get to that in a second. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Go ahead, conversation.
Okay, so what do we have? What do we have from Stupidity here? You've been working on things.
We dropped a new episode today of Stupidity. One of the big games this weekend, I can't believe I'm saying this, is Northwestern and Wisconsin. Both teams are undefeated in the Big Ten. We have a weekend where Northwestern and Indiana are playing the two big football games. So I had Pat Fitzgerald, the Northwestern coach, on. I didn't really have him on to talk about the game. My daughter has committed there to play college lacrosse. She is excellent. I am super proud of her. But it is time for me to get inside of that school and that football program, and that's why I had the coach on. Okay? Like, Greeny is inside. He's doing pregame speeches, and so is Wilbon. And we talked to him about his relationship with Greeny and Wilbon and who peppers him more with text. But it's time for me to get inside of Northwestern.
All right, well,
University.
Let's talk about this for a second here, because this is an interesting episode of Stupidity. If you've been following this show for a while, we have been trying very hard to put Stugatz in a place where he can stand proudly next to Michael Wilbon with all of Michael Wilbon's Northwestern credentials, journalism credentials, Washington Post credentials, a hit TV show across 15 years, credentials. Mike Wilbon does not like Stugatz.
No. And I like Mike Wilbon. I do. I respect him. Dan, you know this. You know that I respect Michael Wilbon. You know that.
Mike Wilbon will mother bleep Stugatz in a way that is unfriendly. And it's weird to me because it's not something I've actually heard directly from him. It's awkward for me because I also am friendly with Michael. I don't know. He takes himself seriously. Northwestern is part of that. Greenberg takes himself seriously. Northwestern is part of that. Mm-hmm. And so when he is friends with those guys and you're trying to ingratiate yourself slimy so that your sister can be at this, or I'm sorry, your daughter yes. can be at the same school with the same education as the guys who look at Stugatz and see someone not worthy of Northwestern, was Pat Fitzgerald willing to play with you, or does he revere those two guys as the serious ESPN journalists and therefore is not here to fool around with the Northwestern football legacy?
No, he was playful. He likes those guys. He respects those guys. He said by far Greeny's the one who reaches out to him more than Wilbon does, by the way. But he likes those guys a lot, but he said it doesn't mean, and I explained to him, hey, me and Greeny get along fine. Me and Mike's family get along fine. Me and Wilbon, not so much. And he said, that's okay. That doesn't mean you can't be part of this Northwestern family. I have enough love to spread for everyone. And I thought that was very nice of him.
It is. But the weird thing to me is, like, Stugatz doesn't actually have any enemies other than Wilbon, does he? Like, who are Stugatz's enemies? This is not, like, don't we need to broker peace on this at some point? What do I need to do?
You're talking to a guy that has a list next to his bed on his nightstand of people he thinks might try to kill him
Dan's number three on that list, by the way, just saying.
All right, so what is that updated list? For those of you who do not know, Stugatz keeps a list in the drawer next to his desk just so that people can find it in the event event that he's killed of his rankings of people most likely to have killed him.
I'll give you the top three. Dickie V was on there, but we made up.
Oh, it's really? Like, yes, so that beef is over. Yeah, yeah, so, yes. Okay. Not quite rising to the level of Gucci and Jeezy, but Stugatz against Dickie V, beef over. He is no longer on the list of people who might have killed Stugatz if there's some sort of murder mystery.
Yeah, Kevin Durant is right around 4 or 5. I can't remember where I left him, but KD is certainly on that list. You are holding steady at number 3. You've always been at number 3, and you remain at number 3.
I'm like the Wisconsin of this. Yes. Like, people would suspect that perhaps maybe I'm guilty of it, but I never actually do it. I'm always others receiving votes.
There's some former agents and business partners who are down on the list, okay? But number 2 now, it was Dick Vitale, but number 2 now is Michael Wilbon. That is a Rich Eisen is also on the list. He might kill me. I mean, Diamond Dallas Page is on the list. We got a lot of guys on the list. And number 1, holding steady at number 1, is the former owner of 790 The Ticket in Miami. I mean, that's probably the person, and rightfully so, by the way, the person most likely to kill me. Abby is 4th, by the way.
Okay, so the original owner that created this radio show, the existence of this radio show,
he
wants to kill you?
I'm not saying definitively. All it is I've left a note for cops. Hey, if I'm missing... If, you know, you can't find me, and then you find my body, and it's dead, decomposed, underground a couple of days later, here's a list of the 10 people most likely to do it. I mean, that's it. It's just a clue for the cops. That's all it is.
What am I going to do about this Wilbon relationship? Because our audience has turned on Wilbon. You do not want the Stugatz army mad at you, and it is a loud and passionate army, and they're about what Stugatz is about, gritty, determined laziness.
Well, I think I speak for them, and I love to be their representative because they can't imagine that a person like me or themselves could make it to ESPN and be doing this for a living. And so I'm proud to be their leader.
Yes,
I mean, I am.
Yes, but why won't Wilbon accept that you have come to overtake his things?
This party's lame. I don't want to go to the Wilbon party. We don't need to repair anything. I'm same with you, Jack.
Thank you.
Yes.
My man.
Yes. We all ride with you.
You got to worry about Dan.
Yeah, I do.
He's playing both sharks.
And he's 3rd on my list. That is Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
It's Stugatz's favorite time of the day. At time.
I think that you will make me laugh for the rest of time doing that limited fake Sean Connery. That all you have is the lisp on... Shites.
Playing both shites.
There will not be a day. Listen, I want you on, if you're speaking at my funeral, I want you to throw that sentence in there like that with no reference, okay?
Rest in peace, playing both shites.
And if you're at my funeral, just know Dan probably did it.
Okay? Yeah. Give a couple people a ring.
Chris Jericho joins us next.
Don Lebatard.
Dave Coulier is with us. Did you see the Shandling documentary Judd Apatow did?
Stugatz.
Yeah, I was in it.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Chris Jericho is back again. I'd say he's feeling pretty good about himself, but I think he's always feeling pretty good about himself. He's going to join us here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line.
All right, before we get to him, and our celebrities are 29-20-1 on the season. Jericho is 24-14-1. Colin Cowherd is under 500. So last week, Colin Cowherd was 4-1, and that was going to be tough for Chris Jericho to survive that, but he went 4-0-1.
Yes.
So he beat Colin Cowherd. Before we get to Jericho, though, let's get to Christine Lisi.
And finally, eating your food slowly can help you lose weight.
Oh, no. Here we go.
So that's Dan's problem.
All right. I do eat it fast. Okay. Thank you, Christine. Appreciate it. So Chris Jericho, he always wins. He is a winner. And what is happening around here is a bit crazy because what we do is we show you every week for years now that the experts don't know what they're talking about. And Colin Cowherd, he talks to wise guys. He talks to guys who break down film. And so we just challenged him with random celebrities over the years. And Nitro, the American Gladiator, had topped Carrot Top. And now Chris Jericho is tied with Nitro. So do you feel the pressure? Where does this rank for you, Jericho, in terms of most nervous you've been, understanding that you don't get terribly nervous?
I mean, Jericho doesn't feel pressure.
The spots where you've felt the most pressure, where does this rank?
First of all, how do I feel when I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my goodness, I am one of the greatest football prognosticators of all time? I mean, how do you think I'm feeling right now? I'm feeling so amazingly humble. To be back on your show, knowing that I'm the greatest. Nitro's done. No one knows who he is. He doesn't even have a real name. Is his name Ed, Dave, Mike, Terry? We don't even know. Nitro, he's out. Jericho's in. Christy the Greek is probably right now, at this point in time, in the United States, the number one most trusted football NFL picker of all time, and you guys know it's true. So it's a great feeling for me to be this humble and know that I am the greatest, for sure.
Okay, well, we're gonna pick some more games, but I would like somehow, when can one of you blogs out there please create great beef between Chris Jericho and Nitro the American Gladiator, who Jericho,
where is he? You're
being cruel to him.
Find him.
You're being very cruel.
Go to the McDonald's and see if he's hacking cheeseburgers and fries.
Never heard
of the guy.
Right.
Don't know what his name is. Don't know what he looks like. He's gone. Jericho's in. Nitro's out. Let's get this week's picks going.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. We will in a second. Again, I want the blogs to pick up the fact that you are just burying Nitro the American Gladiator.
Completely.
And so if you can just one more time do it a little bit extra so the blogs can create a news story that you have challenged Nitro the American Gladiator to be someone you know, someone you've heard of, someone who's not named Ed.
Hold on. Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't challenge him because I don't know who he is. Never heard of the guy before in my life. He could come up and throw a football pick in my face. I wouldn't know who he was. So Nitro, congratulations. You had your moment in the sun. You were once at one time the most critically acclaimed football prognosticator in the Levitard show history. It's gone. You're done. Jericho's in. I'm ready to rock it. I'm taking over this mofo, and I'm going to do it again this week.
All right. This is big. He has said he has called his shot.
Yep.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
AEW Dynamite every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern on TNT. But that's not why he's here. He doesn't care about the promos. He is here only to kick that Nitro ass. That's what this is about.
Who is that guy that does that? Celebrity prognosticator. Who is that guy?
That's my father.
Dad.
I love your father. He's my favorite guy in the world. 18 weeks I've heard his voice. I love him. He's awesome.
The lines are provided by Caesars, William Hill, Atlanta at New Orleans. Drew Brees is out. Taysom Hill is your starter. Who does Chris Jericho have? New Orleans -4.
I think the team's going to rally around their fallen comrade. I'm going with New Orleans.
New England at Houston. Houston +2 at home.
Yeesh. Well, that's kind of a tight rope. But I'm going to – I was going to say Houston, but my gut instincts of being the greatest prognosticator, so I'm taking New England right now.
Philadelphia at Cleveland. Now, you are the greatest prognosticator in the history of prognostication, but you were 1-4 2 weeks ago, so I think you might want to dial it back a little bit.
Hey, brother, it doesn't matter. They don't ask you how many goals you scored. They just ask you they don't ask you how you scored the goals. They just ask you how many. I'm back here for a reason, and I'm going with Cleveland. Who's Cleveland?
Cleveland is -3 at home against Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Boom.
Boom. In your face, Mike Ryan.
All right.
Tennessee at Baltimore. Baltimore -5.5 at home. Who you got?
Can I think of two more boring teams and cities? I mean, throw the dart on the board and my prognosticator, Baltimore. That's who's going to win. I can feel it.
Miami at Denver. Denver +3.5 at home. Who you got?
Denver. All the way. My city, baby.
All right. Jericho, we will talk to you again next week. If you survive,
of course you will.
Whatever the beef becomes publicly with Nitro the American Gladiator. Thank you.
great. So who am I up against next week? Cloud Control from the American Gladiators, Tree Branch. All the American Gladiators can stuff it. Jericho is here. I will be back next week. I'll probably be here until the end of the season, and I'll bleed over till next season, Levitar.
I love it. Yes,
all right. All right. All the American – you heard it. That's the headline, bloggers. All the American Gladiators can stuff it. That is what Chris Jericho has to say.
I challenge all the American Gladiators to the NFL prognosticator off. They can all stick it, baby.
All right. Wow. And he's now escalated to stuff it and stick it. Way to go, Jericho.
Nothing in life is free. Time for some ads.
He's never sounded older.
No. Le Champion is 50. He's 50 years old. He's so old.
Stuff it.
Stuff it and stick it. One of the great entertainers of our time. One of the great wrestling entertainers of our time. Stuff it and stick it is the best he could do.
Don Lebatard.
It's Friday. I'm getting into the weekend. I want to get my drink on.
Stugatz.
We've got to open up the club. Open it.
Open it. Open it. Now.
What is the computer buffering?
There it is.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life.
So, Mike, I don't know exactly what happened or what I'm allowed to say about what happened, and I also don't know what we can do here at the end of the week. You have been sad here recently because the club is going to be something that has to go away for some reason because music rights things are changing, or like, what can we do the club today, or it's dead?
You can do the club. The club is alive, but not alive and well. Basically, on TV, you could enjoy the experience of Debbie Deb's Lookout Weekend, an absolute banger of a classic song. However, because we're on ESPN Plus now, and several people at ESPN just discovered that our show has been available on demand there for several years, they realized, oh, we can only pay for songs once on the Dan Le Batard Show. Again, this was the case for several years. No one noticed.
Okay, so how many more times can we play it?
No, you can play Debbie Deb Lookout Weekend for the radio audience, and it'll be the club proper to those people that are listening, but it'll be now on TV the way it is on the podcast. Some other song, or maybe nothing at all on TV. I'm not exactly sure, but the club sounds, which are the real star of this, it's not Debbie Deb, they'll be playing.
But we need the music with the sound.
Oh, yeah, I'll be playing the music. Yeah, I just do a little finagling here with my board, and I take the royalty, the commercial music out of program, and you hear nothing.
All right, so are you ready to do this, or are you not yet ready?
Yeah, I have all the sounds.
It's good. Born ready. Mike
okay,
knows what
well,
he's
no,
doing.
But this is an exciting fireworks show end of the week. This is all the plates spinning at once.
It's going to be just as fun for you guys.
Okay.
Yes. Zero fun for everybody else.
Okay. Do you need some bonus sports content from me, or do we have time to go just straight to 5 minutes of snorting the club?
Just give me like 30 seconds. If you want to preview tonight's MLS playoff matchup,
that's not what I want to talk about.
Really?
Like, I'll give you 30.
No one wants
hold
that.
On. Let me time
Nashville,
it here. I'll give you
Nashville
30
versus Inter
seconds
Miami.
Of, I'll give you 30 seconds of filibuster, and then you get the song ready. All right.
Okay. Cool.
Stugatz, yep. 3, 2, 1. I just got a Heisman vote, and my father just got a Heisman vote. What are we supposed to do with this? Like,
both have Heisman votes?
Yes, but I don't know what to do this season with a Heisman vote.
Can I have one of them?
Seriously, like, what are we supposed to do? Some teams have played 4 games. The coronavirus has hit everyone. We should give a trophy that's missing an arm and a leg on the Heisman trophy?
But some teams have played 4 and 5 games. I'd give it to the Indiana quarterback.
All right, whoever he is.
Yes.
Hit it, Mike. Let's go. So what we do here is we just reminisce about sounds gone by during the course of the work week. It's what time is it in Alaska? Some listener says we're opening up the club. It's 7 a.m. in Alaska.
It's 8:50 in L.A.
What is the first sound in the club?
Stace and I were watching Northwestern. Northwestern's undefeated, by the way. I told Stace, hey, Stace, after Northwestern wins, if Philadelphia loses, they're still up.
I don't remember that. What was that?
It's Ryan Clark's limited fake. Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Play it again.
When he said Stace.
The part that got me confused is I never knew it was Ryan Clark. I just thought it was some white announcer.
Stace and I were watching Northwestern. Northwestern's undefeated, by the way. I told Stace, hey, Stace, after Northwestern wins, if Philadelphia loses, they're still up.
Who else is in the club?
Do we want to have sex with Giants or no? It's between 4 and 6.
That is Daryl Morey. He's been handed the kingdom of the Philadelphia 76ers.
You thought he was going to do something like that for a living.
Yes, I thought he was going to write basketball musicals for a living.
How to bring the parts into compliance. I just cannot grasp the mechanics.
Again, that is me, a sports expert, Dan Levitard. Thinking that he left the Rockets to do things like musicals.
How to bring the parts into compliance. I just cannot grasp the mechanics.
Yeah, so he instead went to be the architect of whatever happens around Embiid and Simmons.
Yeah.
All right, good work by me.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
I just woke up. What's the name for the stadium? I just woke up. The Big Shoe.
I missed him. I wanted to get him on today. Yes, let's make sure to get him Monday because I didn't like how the last segment ended. I really do like Richard Lewis. What else we got?
What's the name for the stadium? I just woke up. The Big Shoe.
It'd be great if they lost and we just had him on to yell at him, right? You got to root now for Indiana to win, correct?
The Big Shoe.
You do, but that's not going to happen.
Are you sure? You totally sure? Can we root for that?
I am rooting for it.
What kind of spread is in that game? Like, is it?
I think it's Ohio
touchdowns?
State by 24. Yeah, or something.
Pretty overwhelming.
Like that. Yeah,
which is weird for their Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback, it would appear.
Who else is in the club?
We'll take a quick timeout. You guys figure it
yes!
out.
Yes, that is Stu Gatz getting angry and hanging up on our own show.
Want to bring on my good buddy Ken Arnold, Everglades Capital Management, the Hirsch Arnold team. Kenny, how you doing today? Kenny, waiting for Ken, trying to hook him up here. Ken, you with us?
You guys got him? Who else in the club?
That's back in them hood days, man.
Which game is he doing this weekend? Tlaib is doing one of the games this week, and I am looking forward to what that broadcasting career blossoms.
I'm not sure he has a game this week. Because Fox had, like, all the early 1 o'clock games last week. They may have dipped into the bench.
I want more Tlaib as a broadcaster. Who else is in the club?
Her hive is so aggro.
Attack.
Yeah, that is Pablo Torre being Pablo Torre. Who else?
You know what song he's singing?
What song?
Yes.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you.
That is not a real song.
Cuomo.